Yeah.
What about adding House and Senate Finance, Ways and Means?
They have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, but it gets Mills and...
Invite them as... Well, God knows.
They do. You're going to have to put dough into it. That's appropriations.
Well, it's appropriations dough, and it's armed services authorizations. They just raise the money. They don't...
Yeah.
I think it's kind of out of place, particularly if we're going to have them down here Friday
on the other thing.
Now, I've got my list here. The ones I had recommended as wild cards are Jackson McGee.
Oh, that's right.
Tower Goldwater, Stratton Wagoner, Devine and Kemp.
Stratton Wagoner.
Devine and Kemp.
Yeah.
And
an alternate for Kemp.
We can get one. Scoop Jackson, Gail McGee, and John Tower and Barry Goldwater.
Okay.
Now, there's...
Just a second now.
Okay.
But what he says... That's fine. Thanks, George. He says on the finance thing, it's a problem because they got no involvement, and we'll have them here Friday for the other thing, which they are in. And they don't belong in this meeting unless there's some reason to do it. On the wild cards, he had Jackson and McGee on the Democratic side, Tower and Goldwater on the Republican side from the Senate, and in the House, Stratton and Wagner on the other side, and
Devine
and Kemp from our side.
Devine
is the
leadership.
No, not in this leadership. Now, would you rather have someone other than Kemp?
No.
Kemp, okay. With Devine,
yeah,
being a leader,
mm-hmm.
Then why don't you have the other leaders,
mm-hmm.
like Conable and so on?
Yeah.
Why the hell they have Devine and not me? I'm a leader, Devine. You see what I mean?
Is that a problem?
Somebody other than Devine.
I think the president's right. It would be a problem, except Sam has been so good with his, you know, his bunch, his 80 conservatives.
Yeah.
And that's why I had him. But we can.
Can we take someone else who's a non-leader from that group?
Yeah. I'll
explain that to Sam.
Yeah. I'll put together two more names.
He says Kemp's okay.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Must be non-leaders. So
you got to get another non-leader on that side.
Now, bear in mind that John Tower is a wild card, and he's also a leader now as policy chairman. Does that present a problem?
Tower may pose a problem because he's now policy chairman, so he's a leader. Does that worry you on the Senate side? Do you think that poses a problem?
I don't think so. He's so damn identified in this issue.
That's the thing. As he says, he's so identified on the issue, and in a way, Devine is, too. That they're really, it's logical why they're there. How much of a problem do you have with Conable if you have Devine?
No problem. No problem, I think.
You have Conable some other time as a wild card.
Yeah. I can explain that. Barbara's understandable. More trouble with
any problem.
All right.
And you're not having other leaders. Conable isn't the only leader you're leaving out.
That's right. Well, John Rhodes would probably have the biggest gripe.
Because you're leaving Rhodes out and Bob Wilson. Okay.
Well, you want to confirm this later on?
I'll take them the way you got them.
Devine and Kemp.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is now not 10 o'clock, but 8:30.
8:30 tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be because of the Johnson business. Henry's got to brief the press afterwards.
Now, do we still have the full Republican group tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah.
We do.
Just a minute. Yeah, just explain that's the president's policy to invite to various leadership meetings people who have special interests in the subject under discussion, and that's the theory behind that, and we'll use different people at different times.
Right.
The GOP leaders will be Friday morning on the budget,
tomorrow
afternoon.
Okay, Friday morning?
Friday morning at 8:30 GOP and 10:30 bipartisan.
Okay.
That's the you need to make up the list on those for budget.
Right.
Budget meetings.
Yep.
Okay?
Good-o.
Go.
Bye.